Okay. We are back. This is Free for All Friday on a Saturday. It's April 4th, 2020. So tonight we have Ashley.
Thimberly.
My sister, Thimberly. Our special guest, Jay Figo. And Mr. Sippy that used to work with me, but
what up?
He's got some time off.
Yo, he's sipping.
Yeah, he's sipping. So, how's you guys' week going? What's going on? Let me take these glasses. I can't eat. Oh, wait. First, we got to tell them what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So who prepared our meal tonight?
If you don't have to say chef. Chef J and Chef T, is that what you call it?
Chef J and Chef T.
So Chef, meal. Chef J and Chef T. So please tell us what we're eating and drinking tonight.
Okay, we are eating spaghetti, and it's made with the ground turkey. And Mr. J figured put his special touch on the meat, on the ground turkey. He seasoned it up real good with a lot of spices, so it's coming married in every direction. So
it's not too many spices.
Yeah, not, but I mean flavorful spice, not hot spice, but flavorful stuff that makes it, that comes together and gives it that awesome, excuse me, spaghetti flavor. And then yeah. I made turkey sausage, excuse me, sweet Italian turkey sausage, and I
sweet meat, mm-hmm.
And I browned the. Brown them up. Put some seasoning in there. And we got spaghetti with some good sauce and got some bread. We put in the oven.
Oh, what are you putting in the bread?
Yeah, I whipped up the butter. I put a little bit of pink Himalayan on there and some.
She did the salt bag.
Garlic powder.
She definitely did like this.
Uh-huh. Garlic powder and put in the oven. And some butter. I whipped up the butter in the food processor. So that's what we got.
Okay. And what are we drinking?
And it's good.
I'm drinking vodka
and water.
Black cherry cream.
Water.
In what world? Okay.
Vodka and Sprite for me.
Vodka and Sprite for Mr. Sippy. Oh. No, Ethan can call it. Give it to Ethan.
No, answer the phone.
Okay, so Kimberly's leaving for a minute. Mom and Dad just called. We gotta check on our old people.
And I'm gonna have to leave in a minute because I gotta go for my daughters. So
yes, you do. So Ashley is drinking vodka and Sprite. What is this? New Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So we're drinking some New Amsterdam vodka because that's just our drink. And so tonight, what we are going to talk about is whatever comes to mind. Of course, the Rona, how it's bringing the worst out in humanity. Sexy men with beards.
Oh,
I'm looking at one. relationships.
She was somebody's name for like a week.
I know, right?
She does.
You never talk to the boys?
She wants to talk to me. She has some news for you.
Okay.
Our cousin has corona.
Oh.
Yes, he tested positive because he worked in a warehouse.
Oh.
Can you turn this
down
so we don't tell the world?
Because he works, because mom's like, he has a thyroid problem. He's a thyroid.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, so we will get back with that later.
I said turn it down, man. She.
I don't even know how to do that. I'm not that technical right now.
Okay.
So anyway, why can't she call with like I planted some daisies today?
Okay.
Like I planted some orchids.
Yeah,
and they were
awesome.
Got
some sunshine. I feel good.
Like I ran like 2 miles.
I got something my fifth day.
Go call her.
Yeah. And then come back.
Yeah.
We got you.
Nah.
You're
gonna call
the minute. Okay. So we're gonna talk about today relationships. And we said we have special guests today. So but I wanna start this off with what's going on in the world. The coronavirus, right? and how it's bringing out the worst in humanity. So I was at Walmart, and it's like people don't even. Well, I'm sorry. I'm on the East Coast anyway. You know, I'm from like from the West where we just love each other. Don't say anything, Jay Figgins. But you know, and like we're laid back, we're cool. So, you know, I already kind of had like a little issue with, you know, the people on the East Coast because they're just so cold and I just want to hug them and give them love.
Is she trying to support us?
I am, but I'm here and I'm, you know, I do enjoy it because it's, you know, easy to travel, especially yeah, like to that. Europe and stuff. But anyway, yeah, they are mean. They're different. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like the snow because they get
you're
snow.
Nice.
So anyway,
you're one of the few.
But it's hard to make
friends. Yeah, it's very hard from somebody from the West Coast to make friends on the East Coast. Like
most of my girlfriends are like from other states.
It's very hard.
That nigga look like Mike Myers. I don't get what nobody says.
Okay, we're not there yet though.
Or.
So anyway, I went to Walmart and this lady, she wouldn't even say excuse me. I'm lifting like two cases of water by myself into the basket, and she just like looked at me crazy, you know. And I'm like, okay, you can wait until I finish lifting the water into the basket.
And for those who aren't listening, Mississippi was not there. That's why she couldn't. She had to lift the bar.
Yeah, so Mississippi wasn't there.
Just to reiterate,
if he was there, he would have done all the heavy lifting, and they I'm sure they would have said hello to him because they love him.
Ooh.
Snitches love the gram.
Women are mean.
So anyway, today Thimberly and Jay Figga, they had quite the adventure at Walmart. I don't know what it is, but like this virus is just bringing out the worst in people.
And I don't know if people are mad because they can't go anyplace and do anything and get their stress out.
That could be it.
You can work out it. You better walk around the neighborhood and punch punch in the
punch
air.
So, okay, but before we get into your story, because this they have, like, a really good story. Like, Thimberly went gangster. Okay, like, she really went gangster. Our people back in Union City.
They would be proud of her.
They would be proud of her.
She held
and be like,
down.
What? You see?
She held it down.
That's in California, if you didn't know. NorCal. So, like, oh, crap, I forgot what I was going to say. That's what happens when you get old. You forget what you're going to say. But, like, the humanity is gone.
Yeah, I'm tripping. Yeah.
You know? And then I was reading this article, and they're like, well, should you get outside?
Absolutely.
And we're like, yeah, heck yeah, you should get outside and run and do whatever. Because, I mean, you need that. Even if you're not around someone, you need to get that fresh air.
Mm-hmm. A change of scenery.
Right, a change of scenery. Because
it clears your mind.
Because we've been hanging out with Thimberly for I don't know how many weeks now. You know, coming
for
over
so
to her
many
spot.
Weeks.
Yeah, right. Since the lockdown. Mm-hmm. You know, then we'll go back to our place and then we'll come back because it's like a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
We'll cook together. It has brought us closer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one thing. It has brought us closer. But that's the only good thing that's come out, you know. The other thing is the people at the liquor store now know us by face. And we can now ask them, like, hey, how are your kids doing?
Yeah.
You know, I
got
mean, that's kind of bad. You know, we got a special just for you.
Yep.
We know what you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, and now they're like, well, if you go out, but you really, really, really should stay inside. Like, okay, if you're not well or whatnot, but you need that fresh air. You know, I was sick one time, like really sick, like down, when I first moved to the East Coast. And I brought it home, gave it to my kids. We were all down. And my mom was like, and she's not the exercising type. And she was like, Ashley, you need to get some fresh air. You need to go for a walk at least, you know, to get your blood circulating, to exercise your lungs, like, you know, yeah, to clear your mind. Just get the fresh air. You need to do that. And I took her advice and, you know, slowly started to heal. But it's also a mental thing too. Being on lockdown is
like a shut-in.
Yeah. Like how okay, so like our parents are from the South. And so, you know, we used to have to go to church with them. And so like when they would do like the prayer list, we have to, you know, pray for Sister Marjorie and whoever. Mm-hmm. Sister Minerva, you know, we actually did have an Aunt Minerva. That was my grandmother's, her mother's twin sister. But anyway, you know, and they would call them, and then we have to pray for the sick and the shut-in.
And
what the heck is a sick and the shut-in?
And I never,
you know,
knew
like we just thought that was like funny.
Just something old people, whatever.
Sick and the shut-in. What the hell is that?
Now I know.
Yeah, now we know. We're not sick, but we're shut in. So anyway, like, you guys, let's not allow this whole fear, because I feel like they're pumping fear into us to take over our humanity.
I mean, and now everybody's wearing a mask.
Right.
Even little gangbangers wearing a mask.
Okay. I don't even want to talk about the gangbangers wearing masks, because if we see that in LA, you know it's going down, right?
Wearing a dog on a mask.
You know, like, no, they're wearing bandanas.
I saw another bandana.
Oh, see, I can't. That's that PTSD right there.
What's the point of the bandana?
I can't.
What's the point? That's not filtering anything.
Mm-hmm. It actually they
filtered out something.
But like, also the lady said
the fibers aren't real close together like it was a regular medical mask. Mm-hmm.
But the lady also said that when you do wear like a scarf or a facial mask, like you tend to fiddle with it, and then you end up touching your face and your eyes.
Yeah.
So it's like you're still effed up no matter what. You know, like, let's just get healthy. Let's eat our vegetables. Let's get our fresh air. We all have time off. And if you can't, you know, if you can't afford to buy vegetables, then just try
canned
to eat
vegetables.
Yeah, canned vegetables, frozen vegetables, something. You know, like, I'm sure everybody still has internet. Just see what you can do.
Yep.
Because all the Western medications, I mean, it does more harm than help.
It breaks your body down.
We need to heal from within.
Heal
from within.
Like we're telling that guy at the liquor store. Put good stuff into your body. You have to do that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Don't look at this as an opportunity to go crazy on junk. You know?
That's true.
Even though I love chocolate.
It's easy to do. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Especially just sitting at home, not doing anything.
I've had some brownies.
Just snacking all day.
Yeah.
Hey, Natalia. Bonjour. Como se va?
Put yourself on a schedule, I say. You know, like, while I'm out, I want to catch up on some reading. You know what I mean? I want to get some things more organized.
Well, that's... You know? Try to make a positive out of this and take this time to
do that spring cleaning now.
Do some spring cleaning and also find a hobby.
Yeah,
find a hobby.
Work out. Please work out. Please don't sit.
March in place.
Like a lump on a log.
A lump of coal.
A lump on a log.
What is it? Is it a lump on a log?
A knot on a log.
That's what
I thought it was. Bump.
Think about
coal. Oh, we don't even know.
Knot.
Well, we got plenty of time to learn it.
Yeah, we do.
I'm about to Google it.
Yes, we do.
The Google.
So they're always they're talking about like how all of the cases are rising and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy. So I was wondering. Okay, so they say you can get it from droplets, like people sneezing, the same way we get pneumonia and flu and any other thing, or TB,
because
tuberculosis is pretty serious too, because that will definitely kill the lungs, from coughing, sneezing, touching
stuff that
you know, and you can also get meningitis from touching stuff too, you know, so it's like either way, we're fighting.
Way you catch any other virus, the same way you catch the
But one. So, like, my thing is, if you're a carrier and you have it, but you're not symptomatic, and you're having sex, Can you pass it that way?
I don't know.
What if you're having oral sex? Can you swallow the package?
But your spit is on that person when you're doing that.
Yeah. Right. Your spit is in their vagina and or on their and penis.
Still, it's an opening.
Right.
It's an opening.
Of liquid or mucus.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's how secretion is.
Yeah. Right.
So,
right. You said it right.
So if you're wearing masks, then you guys shouldn't be having sex either.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because you can pass it that way.
Right. So
are prostitutes shut down right now? Male and female?
They're still working?
They probably still out there working.
They probably got their
regulars. So prostitutes are still working.
It's probably hard for them to get it in right
but
now.
But they probably got regulars that they know. Or they probably, I would show my card if I was in that.
Oh, no. The prostitutes be like, well, her organizer, her scheduler. We're not going to call her scheduler. Needs to take the temperatures of her dates.
Said, yeah.
Of her
dates. A whole little Ziploc bag.
Yeah, take, you know,
security's walking. Yeah,
exactly. Probably hire a chemist. A teacher that is not really working right now.
Give them a cut of their,
exactly. Of their entertainment fees.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Excellent knowledge, right? Wow. You are
truly
broken it down.
Yeah.
To a science.
Exactly. So
making moves for science teachers out there.
Exact. So science teachers, you need to hook up right now with the Breaking Bad situation, but you're not making meth. You're testing for the Rona.
And you're saving lives.
And you're saving lives. Wow. So that's because meth, you're killing lives.
Right. Saving lives.
So with the Rona testing.
Bring them up during
exactly. So, excuse me. So that's good. So that's what, you know, the prostitutes, schedulers. The ladies of the evening and men, because, you know, there are male prostitutes as well that are out there sweating in alleys.
Wow.
With no t-shirts on. With no t-shirts on. She's like, what? So there's
some are roast cakes with
giving HJs and BJs.
Roller skates. Yeah.
Disco. Summer into the disco. So anyway, what we're saying.
You know, 911.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm not coming with you? Yeah.
Isn't that Terry? His name is Terry.
Yeah, it's Terry.
Terry,
yeah.
Come on, man. Terry, come on.
Yeah.
No, he was on the roller skates.
Every
time. I don't know if you guys have seen Reno 911. Yeah.
How shorts he used to wear, y'all.
Oh, they were like sparkly.
And he used to wear little white boots.
Yeah. Nobody can say anything.
Like, Officer Dangle?
Yeah.
Oh, Officer Dangle, yeah.
And his bike always got stolen.
And his pockets would hang out. Just really hang out of his shorts.
That means they're really short.
If your pockets hang out.
Yeah. Who wears shorts?
That's some wrecking ball shorts. some short shorts. Like, that's shorter than Daisy Duke shorts.
Yeah, men.
You say you guys must be high. Actually, no, we're high off life.
We need to be high.
I mean, if we were in Vegas, if we're in Vegas, it would be legal. We wouldn't even need a card. But unfortunately, we're on the East Coast.
You don't need a card.
Brownie.
Right.
Just walk in the store.
Yeah, Vegas. Oh, in California. Oh, in Canada too.
The whole.
I'm not much of a smoker.
The whole. No, but you don't have to be that. You can do like the edibles or something.
It's gonna take my ambition.
It takes too long though. It takes 30 minutes.
So what about the ladies of the evening? So we were just for those of you that were just coming in. We were just talking about like the coronavirus, right? And like we have.
Making money.
So send one my way.
Oh,
we have to take your temperature.
Send the squad.
Right, send it. We have to swab your nose.
They need a corona.
They need a kit, right?
Corona
and then the teachers.
And if you pass, you get a corona.
Right. No, we get a beer.
A corona, cerveza.
A cerveza. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so not that's that Corona. Not the package.
See, now you gotta say Cerveza.
Cerveza. Yeah.
Let me get a six pack of Coronas.
You have to say Cerveza. 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 So I have Venmo. You guys wilding out. And we haven't even begun our discussion. So, you guys, we were just talking about, like, hey, Mr. Brown and DVJHWB. I'm not wearing my glasses, so.
And we can't see what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, we were just talking about, you'll put it in the microwave. So, we were just talking about, like, how the coronavirus has, like, just taken the humanity out of people now. It's like people are just... They're mean. Hoarding stuff. They're mean. Hey, Mr. Brown. Yeah. You know, like robots. Yeah, like there's no feeling or anything anymore. It's just, it's crazy now.
Because people are missing that social
you know, interaction with people. I really think, oh, so you agree with us. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, like you smile with your eyes. Even if you are wearing a mask, you know when somebody's smiling because you can see it through their eyes.
Yeah.
But these people, they're just like dead on the inside now.
Yeah.
And I think the media is really pushing fear because what you don't understand, you fear. And it's like we're going backwards instead of forward as a world. You know, like take the precautions and everything, but yeah, nonstop,
just
right?
Everything that you're supposed to do prior to.
Yeah, but it's crazy. It's crazy now. And when 9/11 happened in the United States, everybody came together.
It
so like
unity.
Right, it created unity, but this is creating like discord.
Yeah.
It's creating the handmaiden's tale. You know, in so many words.
Nobody wants to be in groups.
Right. Nobody wants to be in groups. Two by two.
Under his eye.
Under his eye. Right. Before we know it, we'll all be wearing like long red gowns and white hats and stuff so we can block germs from popping into our faces. Like, you can't. And then it's like, they say that the germs would be in the air. Like, we're dealing with pollution and all that other stuff. Like, come on.
No matter when you go outside, you're still going to feel
something.
You're
going to be
susceptible.
You're going to catch
something. You're going to be not immune to any and everything.
I'll be a governor.
So you got to take the necessary precautions the same way it was during the time that the flu was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to do the same thing. You have to wash your hands. You have to take those precautions. Wearing a mask, it makes you feel, gives you some type of
that
false
makes you
security.
Feel good.
Yeah, it gives you some type of false security at the same time. You know,
you gotta plant that seed.
Yeah, so just taking precautions and making sure you do the things you need to do in order to stay safe.
But that's stuff that we should be doing anyway. Washing hands and doing all that other stuff. Oh, Mr. Brown wants to call in. Okay, Mr. Brown, let me stop this.
Hello.
All right, what's up, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, I just want to say something very quickly, not too long, short and sweet.
Okay.
Basically, with this lockdown and everything like that, it's very unusual because, you know, we've never ever had this at all in throughout the whole world and everything. And basically, from what I've been hearing, is that we're under martial law. I don't know how true it is or anything like that, but I'm not into conspiracy theories or anything. But what do you think at all? I mean, there's lots of diseases in the world that's been happening, like AIDS, Ebola, and all these other diseases. What do you think?
You know, I mean, this whole thing is like sparking conspiracy theories in my head. You know, the first thing that came to my mind is like, okay, population downsizing, like, you know, like this is just crazy. What'd you say?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I've never experienced this ever before, but like you said, AIDS it's been out. Because when AIDS first came out, people were afraid.
Yeah.
You know,
and like, there was no lockdown, was there? When AIDS came, there's no lockdown, was there?
No, there wasn't.
And exactly.
I'm from California, and so
okay.
when AIDS came out, they were like, oh, no, this is going to sound crazy, but they're like cats. There are cats that are running around that have AIDS, the AIDS virus and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh,
you're from San Francisco. Cool. East Bay right here. But yeah, you know, so it was just like, it was really crazy, and people didn't want to drink after someone. And so, you know, I mean, they had to say, well, you have to drink like so many quarts of their spit and all this stuff. Mm. And you're like, it's just like crazy. And then like the Ebola thing, you know, that came to America too. That was serious.
And they said you couldn't touch things, you couldn't touch door handles or
right.
Do this, yeah.
You know, I mean, that.
But they didn't put us under a quarantine, you know, did they? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
I think there's more to this lockdown, because, correct me if I'm right or wrong, and you can YouTube it yourself as well if you've got internet access. Basically, I think it's all to do with the 5G, basically, with the new 5G coming up, because when they start building up the 5G, and those pods they're going to start building, the towers, that the 5G can do that, it actually give out radiation and cause cancer to people's health. That's what basically I think.
The cell phone?
Yeah, cell phone.
Yes.
A while ago.
And a lot of people are destroying the 5G towers.
Oh, and Granby, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your name. The person in our chat, they just said that they're destroying the towers now.
That's so, right, yes.
Wow. That's serious. Yeah. You know, like all the stuff that's going on. And it just makes you think like, okay, so who's really in control? It feels like we're in, what's the movie that we used to watch? Read My Name. Okay, grab me by the broccoli.
Yeah.
You know, it's P-U-S-S-Y.
Mm.
Their name is, but like, it makes you think like, who's really in control? And what's the movie, Mississippi, with Mr. Nielsen?
Oh, the Matrix.
The Matrix.
This feels
like
Matrix, yeah.
Like just being in control. What's up, Giles? What's up?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, so like it just feels really crazy.
Like
in the world.
Yeah, and another thing basically what they want to do is basically like this, what I've heard, right, is that the coronavirus basically, you know how they got the injection for the flu jab. Basically, the coronavirus is actually inside the labs. And if they give you the vaccination, then you get the corona. Yeah, because I've actually been outside and, you know, I've seen people and I haven't caught the coronavirus at all. Because, like I said to you, isn't it not the same thing, sort of thing, like with AIDS? If a person goes with another person, and if they got AIDS or if they haven't, then basically you can get it, or if you can't get it, do you know what I'm saying? It's all crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, you know?
I used to teach science, right? And I used to make my, every year, make my students watch this film on about Ebola. And they said that, like, even if you didn't have the symptoms, you could still pass it through having sex. And so now, with the coronavirus, if you don't have symptoms, you're a carrier. And so pass it through having sex. I mean, they haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah. True.
Like that's definitely, I mean, that's something to think about too. Like, you know, because a lot of people are having like oral and anal and, you know, whatever sex they're having.
Yeah.
Are they passing it that way?
And there's a lot of it.
Mm. I mean, what are they gonna say next, basically? Yeah, no, they're gonna say, oh well, people's not allowed to eat this sort of food or that sort of food. Oh, you can get this disease from this food, and you know, and then you're not like if a dog bites you, then you can get rabies and stuff like that, or if a fox comes at you, you can get rabies and stuff. But there's always been all different diseases in the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, from what my understanding is that this whole thing with the corona, it's gone over the top now. It really has, you know, with the pandemic and everything like that. And, you know, they're treating people like prisoners. We're actually all of us, we're in the government's prison, and it's wrong.
Right. Right.
You know?
I mean, we are.
They're putting that fear into everyone.
Fear.
Exactly.
You have that fear inside of you. You're going to stay in the house. You're not going to want to go out and do the things that you feel normal about doing. But for us, we still go outside.
Yeah, you gotta get fresh air. You have to get
fresh air. You gotta change your scenery, or else you will go insane. You were telling me on the you reading articles about someone who killed themselves.
Yeah, somebody committed suicide. I don't know if they were in the UK or not, but yeah, someone.
There is people basically, you know, going out, you know, but what they're doing, they want people to queue up outside the shops and everything like that. You know, as I said, this whole thing is just really, really crazy. Until basically what I would like, if like, you know, somebody went up to the government and say, well, all right then, where is the evidence of the corona? Where is the evidence? Where is it? Yeah?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And have we seen any evidence at all?
But there's certain countries that you don't even see on the list.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's you know? Up with that? So is it just that?
I mean, how many people has died from the corona? You know?
Yeah.
That's what I want to find out. How many people literally died from this disease?
Well,
you know? I mean, it's the same sort of thing like with AIDS. Do you know what I'm saying? You know?
I mean, come on.
It's crazy.
I want to go deeper because with AIDS and in the U.S., they had the crack epidemic, and they would do like all of the demographics. They would do the area. They would, you know, like the news, the media would put everything down, like the race of the people, you know, their education level, like all of that stuff. Like, where is all of that? Why aren't we doing that? You know, like, why haven't we seen that, especially in the U.S., because they love to brand a certain race of people for whatever epidemic is going on.
You know, they're doing it now because it's the people that have diabetes.
Yeah, so now they're saying overweight people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be some type of thing they're going to put on somebody else, another group of people.
Right.
To make it seem like it's going to be worse.
So it might not be like a specific color. Now it's your health.
Your weight.
If your weight, like where you are,
I mean, next thing they're going to turn around and say, it's like if a person's got fleas in their hair, oh, you can't go next to that person because you're going to get the fleas in your hair. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know? Oh, basically, they say, the whole world has got to have a lockdown because someone's got fleas in their hair. Come on now. That's craziness. You know what I'm saying? Or a dog's got fleas and stuff like that. You know? You know, I think there's more to it. I mean, as I said, I'm not really into conspiracy theories, but let's just say, what if, right, that basically, right, they're trying to plan, like, what if there's things like a UFO, maybe you want to try and land somewhere, and they're covering it all up. This would be the perfect time, because you know what? Everybody's in their house, and we can't see anything, can we? Because
that's exactly what Mississippi was saying. He was like, okay, I don't know if anybody out there used to watch Stargate, SG-1.
Yeah.
Like, I used to watch that, right? And so, like, they had, like, an invasion from the people, the aliens and stuff, and, like, the whole world didn't even know it. And so I was like, well, what if something's really going on, like,
that we don't know about?
That we don't know about.
Like you
said, exactly. Exactly. Definitely. Yeah, that is true.
Like, yeah. We covering up. Like, is there something going
on? You know, like, okay, so.
Is there a meteorite coming?
So when the shooting happened in Las Vegas, they put like, all of the pictures of the people that perished in that tragic scene, right? They showed all their pictures and everything. Yeah. Why aren't they doing that for this? For all of the people Well, I know in the U.S., like, why aren't they doing that? Because they're big on that, like, putting the names of people and, you know, where they're from and stuff. Like I said, demographics. Like, I want to know more, you know, because, like I said, fear, when you are afraid, it will make you do crazy things.
Right. But they were only showing it when it first happened. They were saying only who elderly people are getting it. And then right after they had the kids in Miami at the beach. The
college students.
You need to be indoors because you all can get it too.
Then all of a sudden, so now the young people can get it.
Now young people can get it. And now it's changed to where people with diabetes can get it. Overweight people can get it.
Right, now big people.
Yeah.
If you're big.
This is a virus. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. Whether you're 1 year old or you're 100 years old, a virus can't detect how old you are.
No.
So it doesn't matter how old you are. It's, if you're going to get it and you're around it, you can't stop it.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, basically, it's like this, yeah? I mean, have you ever heard of this one? Because this is actually true. In the airplanes now, yeah, they're actually spraying things like chemtrails. And if basically this is what happens, if the chemtrails goes on your body, then you can get cancer. You know, I mean, I think that happens quite a lot, doesn't it?
I heard of those theories as well. The chemtrails over poor neighborhoods.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Everybody's
heard.
Mm.
Yeah. Here, like, because I saw them out here in D.C.
They stopped for a little while.
They stopped, they stopped for a minute.
And then they came back
Yeah. So we don't know what they are spewing into the air.
Right.
You know? Mm.
My thing is, how can the epicenter, when it started in the United States, it started in...
China.
It started in Port... No,
Seattle, Washington State. Then it jumped
across... 4, 5, 10 states to our way end up being the epicenter of New York.
Right. Like,
how did that happen?
Right.
How can it all of a sudden?
Or like they claim people were dying left and right in Washington State.
Right.
And now
across all those states and now the epicenter's in New York.
So I guess everybody who was infected
got on a plane
and flew to New York.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
a lot of things that I think that's going to happen. Is that basically this is what I think. Number one, it could be like as I said, you know, a meteorite that basically they're hiding, right? And it's not obviously going to like blow up the world or anything like that, right? But I think basically, right, maybe inside of me, it could open it up and it could be like a UFO and they start to cover it up or everything like that and. Yeah. You know, or some sort of secret experiment, you know, what was going to go on, or basically, you know, something to do with like maybe the 5G, it could be to do with, you know, and radiation, or, you know, they are actually expecting something it could be an invasion.
Mm-hmm. As I said,
there could be an invasion and everything like that. You know, and they don't want to tell us about it at all. They're going to cover it up. And then when they basically turn around and says, oh, there's no virus now, it's all passed. Yeah, maybe that's because maybe the UFO has already been to all other countries. You know, something like Independence Day, something like that. You know, that's what I think it could be because, you know, you got secret areas like Area 51. And that, you know, you're not allowed to go in there at all. Do you know what I'm saying? So, exactly, yeah. So there is a lot of things that's going on. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know about, you know, the Freemasons, Illuminati, you know, the All Sea United. It's all to do with that as well. You know, maybe they could be having secret meetings. While everyone's indoors, they could be having secret meetings. Who knows? Do you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah,
are they going to try and maybe like change the world, you know? And maybe they could be going maybe there to somewhere else as well. Maybe there's another planet out there. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, and they're doing experiments and stuff like that. Or maybe they want to give us the implant kit. It could be something to do with that.
You know,
or maybe
they're getting... I was thinking about that because they're like, if they so-called have the vaccination, they might, put that little tracker in you. Well, I mean, what do they mean?
Yeah.
All of us have social media now. So basically, we've given up our rights, because we're on social media. We're on the WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. We're on Instagram, Facebook. I mean, all that stuff. And it's monitored. So
yeah.
Basically giving up our rights.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely.
And would you say,
Niles? I mean, have you ever seen that film? Sorry about it. Do you ever see that film In Time with Justin Timberlake, where basically they got like all that thing on their arm?
I saw that recently.
They need time and everything like that. So is this how they got the government is going to treat us? They're going to basically maybe give us something like that, right? And basically we're all hooked up to one system, so when it runs out, then that's it,
right? Or it could be even more gory. And Mississippi and I were talking about this. It could be even more gory and become the purge.
Oh no.
Right. I mean, like, if the world population is not low enough, because we're going to survive. There's always survivors of whatever, whatever kind of sickness, like through the thousands of years that humans have been on the earth. There's plenty of viruses that I'm sure have taken over, like the bubonic plague and Typhoid Mary and all that stuff. Like they're
and the millennium bug as well.
So we were like seriously thinking about that. Like, what if they even started the purge thing? Because the smaller the population, the easier it is to control.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean that, and I think, like, how old are you, Mr. Brown?
I'm 45 years old.
Okay, so you're in our age range. So we're 43. And so, but the younger people that are like in their 30s and 20s, they're a whole lot harder to control.
Right.
You know, like they're very like, the millennial population.
Yeah.
They're used to a little bit more freedom.
Yeah, they're used to like a little bit more freedom than we are. I mean, we have freedom too, but like everything's at their fingertips. They're used to freedoms. They're used to saying and doing whatever they want. And so, like, even when they're like, oh, stay inside or whatever, they still went to spring break.
Right.
And that's when they figured out, all these young people are starting to get sick and they died. And, it's like, okay, so where's the proof of all of that? It's like control to me. And I'm not into conspiracy theories, but to me, it sounds like control.
They say these things that happen, don't show any evidence.
Right. Like, show me the money, Don't get people off the street who are posing as healthcare workers who can't even speak proper English and tell me what's going on and what you're seeing. Like, no, I don't even believe you.
I mean, check this out, I mean, right, like I said, I'm not really into conspiracy theories or anything like that yet, but where I live, I actually saw a flying saucer and... I filmed it, right, because basically I didn't want people to think I'm crazy, but I filmed it. It was like a black sort of disc, and it was just floating. No lights, but it's just floating, right? So I filmed it. I put it on YouTube, and it was on YouTube for a couple of times. And then basically when I looked on YouTube again, guess what? They took it down. Why? That's what they do. If you film something, they take it off of YouTube. They take it down.
That means that they're watching.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who's watching?
Big Brother's watching. Remember that show back in the, when was it, 90s?
Yeah.
I think, like, MTV did Big Brother or something like that.
Yeah.
MTV, right?
It was some show.
Yeah. It was like Big Brother, and they had, like, cameras and stuff in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all this stuff, they already know because kids love Instagram and all that. You know, it's like, yeah, they are watching. They are watching, they are listening, and if you're not with the program, then I'm sure you'll disappear.
Yeah. Oh, and there's another one, right? I'm sure you've seen this one as well. Do you remember that program with Rowdy Piper called They Live? If you put on the glasses, you see? I can see what he is. I see what a person is.
Skeleton.
You know? Yes. I'll tell you how what he said. He said, see, so when I put these glasses on, yeah, right? See, hold on, wait, I'm trying to get the word right. Hold on.
Really, that was a movie? I never heard of it. Mississippi heard of it.
I've seen it.
You watched it?
Oh, okay. He said, when I see her now, she looks like a regular person. But when I put these glasses on, from now the high face. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
What's it called? It's called They Live.
They Live, it's called.
They Live? Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy, like to even think about this stuff when you watch it, it was like 10, 20 years ago. When you watch it then, it was just entertainment, but then when you put it in perspective now, it kind of make you think, like, okay,
but you know what? I have always said that the directors in Hollywood, they get their ideas from somewhere,
right?
You know, like even when Star Trek was out back in the 60s and they were using like the little communicators, like a flip phone, like that was the first Motorola's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's right, I know that, yeah, that's it. They bought out the Motorola phone, the flip phone from Star Trek.
Right.
I know that, definitely.
Like, and then like he would like press on it, hey, Scotty, are you there? And they're like, like next tail.
Yeah.
Because we used to have next tails. Like, you know, they get that idea from somewhere.
They get it from somewhere.
You know,
I don't know
what happens if the plans get leaked somehow and
I think they use entertainment as a way to give us small bits of information
to help us digest it.
Yeah, to help us with anything that goes on.
So
even though
I think it's still
what if they actually got a Starship Enterprise? What if they really got one? Yeah.
I heard they did. And it's like it's something. I forget what it's called, Star Wars or something. Yeah, I heard they did.
Mm-mm.
What'd you say, Giles? Yeah. Giles said, do you guys notice that movies came out first before stuff happened? Contagion. Yeah, you remember Contagion?
Yeah.
That was like, Paltrow was in that one. And it was, they traced it back to like somewhere in China. And like this dude was cutting up meat or something, like in a kitchen, and he never washed his hands. And so, like, people started getting sick because they ate it. They were coughing and stuff like that. Like, yeah. Outbreak is another one.
Yeah.
With Ebola.
Mm.
You know, because people eat exotic animals all the time.
Right.
You know, and they bite people. Like, yeah. Is that, yeah, it does sound familiar, Josh. You're like, okay, so because everybody's watching Netflix now, because I know we watched Outbreak again.
Yeah.
Pandemic, I'm sure we'll watch that soon. Yeah. But yeah, they need to put Contagion on there. They put everything else on there. The zombie movie.
It might be too real.
Yeah. Why won't they put Contagion on there?
Look at that thing. Basically, like in America, right, with the Twin Towers, an airplane goes in there. And now they're saying, oh, it wasn't an airplane that crashed in. It was a bomb that basically got shot in the Twin Towers. Is that not something as well? I mean, that they're saying that was a terrorist attack. Do you know what I'm saying? How come the old country didn't get locked down because of that as well? That's another theory, isn't it?
So, you know, after that happened, there were a lot of conspiracy theories about that.
A ton.
And so what they were saying was this. Remember that wrestler, Jesse somebody?
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura. Yeah. Grab Me by the Pussy said, yeah, Giles, it's called predictive programming. But Jesse Ventura, he would like look into all of the conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
and so he said that they, over a course of some years, they like painted the building with like some kind of flammable stuff, you know, because how it was made, it's kind of like a waffle fries, you know, like how it's like thatched. And so it was made to withstand like a whole bunch of stuff, like destruction or whatever.
And it's steel.
And it's steel on top of that. So whatever they put on it, I guess it was flammable.
It had to be to the point where it can melt steel.
Yeah. So, you know, and they would like redo it like every so often, I guess, to keep it ignited. But I mean, you have to think. And then I think now, don't quote me on this, but they said that in the cockpit of the ones that hijacked the plane, I think they actually heard them speak English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like, almost new information.
I know, right? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, there's another thing. Do you think, right, that they could be possibly building like a time machine where they want to go back in time and do a lot of crazy things? That could be a possibility, couldn't it?
You know what? Okay, so Mr. Sippy and I, we love this show. It was called it was something. What was it called? Like Time Machine or something? It was something, but they were like always going back about Rittenhouse. They were trying to stop Rittenhouse.
The main character was a science teacher.
Yeah, it was like a science, a history teacher or something. Yeah.
Back to the Future? Back to the Future?
Say it again.
Back to the Future?
No. It was like, this was like
a recent TV show that's probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah, a recent TV show. And they were like going back in time. The government,
trying to find Rittenhouse.
Yeah, the government had created some kind of program to where they could go back in time to stop some other people to prevent Rittenhouse from like
changing
history. Yeah. And so, like, I forgot the name of that blimp. No, it wasn't 12 Monkeys. I forgot.
The Hindenburg.
Yeah, the Hindenburg, the thing that caught fire. Yeah. So whatever happened with that, Rittenhouse wanted it to not happen, to stop, so that certain people could be born.
Right.
You know, and they wanted Hitler to succeed and, like, certain dictators to, like, take over. So that it was just a whole, it had a real good plot to it. But they ended it. They ended our show. Yeah, we were all in, because I'm a history buff. So I was like all into it. You know, like, and half the stuff was true. Dang. Oh, man.
Keep talking.
Timeless. Timeless. Yes. Yes, grab me by the pussy. Yeah. That's what the show was called. It was called that was such a good show. It was called Timeless.
Yeah.
And like the government was like in cahoots, we'll say cahoots with like some bad people. Yeah. And they wanted certain people to be born.
Yeah.
I haven't seen 12 Monkeys, but I guess we'll look into that one too. Yeah. But yeah, like you guys, I mean, this is it just feels like we're puppets almost, you know? Yeah. Like if you don't have money, you don't have power.
No.
That's what it boils down to.
Right.
So, I mean, this is just crazy. So, anyway, well, Mr. Brown, thank you for calling in, because this is cool.
That's okay. Yeah. I know that there's some sort of film, right, and it explains everything. I think, is it 1974? Or one of these films, and it shows you basically what the government is actually doing.
1984. Is it
1984?
Yeah.
Let me just see. I think it's. Is it 1984? Let me have a look.
It might be
1984.
Anne Rand books too. Anne Rand. She was out there. She was like.
That's it. 1984. Yeah. Yeah. That's basically what they're trying to do right now, isn't it? Similar, you know, don't you think?
Yeah,
Hello?
Whatever you do, we do breakfast. Kellogg's. The first union between two people dates from thousands of years ago. And to this very day, people still form bonds over love for each other or love for something else. This is a message from the government. Coronavirus is a national emergency, life threatening for people of all ages everywhere in the UK. To help save.
Thank you all. I can't finish live. Hello? Are we there?
Oh, excuse me. Got that Rona.
You guys got the Rona.
Hello, I don't know what happened there.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go.
Okay, there we go. There we go. We have some technical difficulties, Rue.
Okay.
Quick. Yeah, see?
The battery died.
The battery died. Yeah, it was nothing. The battery just died.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm.
But what'd you say, Giles? He said, watch the X-Files. I mean, like, for real. Like, you know, like
yeah. Right, listen to this. I've got Forces TV. Yeah? This is amazing. Basically, I've just seen a program saying about the war of the world. Isn't that not strange?
The war of the world.
On yeah. Forces TV, you know? All yeah. these things that come on TV and stuff like that to do about the end of the world. I mean, there's that one with Bruce Willis as well, Armageddon and all these other ones, the end of the world 2012. You know, it's all there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
That one.
Yeah, maybe there were the signs, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, I remember all of that.
Mm.
I hear an echo on my end.
there's definitely something going on, though. There's definitely something going on, and they're not telling us.
Yeah.
Oh, play the X-Files instrumental? Okay, let me see if I can find that. Grab them by the cookie.
Mm.
Okay, Mississippi is looking for that. Let's see if we can find it.
Wow.
Oh, that's definitely not it. Oh, my gosh.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
Okay, give me about 10 seconds.
I can hum it for you. But, yeah, you know, like, this is just crazy. And with that, we're the only ones that felt this way, but I guess it's like this all over the globe then, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
Mm. So what are you doing, Mr. Brown, to keep yourself busy?
Basically, I'm just doing the normal things like cooking food.
Oh, hey, those. Wait, he's playing it. You guys hear it?
Yeah. X-Files.
Oh, wait, that has a little beat to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He put it to some trap music, right?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's Mississippi. You gonna chop and screw it too?
Oh.
Wow.
That'd be too slow.
That'd be too slow.
I mean, even look at that film, Men in Black. You know?
Ooh.
That's another thing about it.
Talk about the one with the locker. Remember at the
locker. Oh,
at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I've always
thought like we're in this world and we're small people. You know, to an ant we're like giants. But to a microorganism, an ant is big. So what is out there that is bigger than us? So it always goes back to this Men in Black film where they open up the locker and you see all this whole different world there.
Yeah.
Are we like that? Are we inside of a marble, being played by aliens like they did on the, at the end of the movie. It's just so weird to see how big or how small we are in the world. We know how big we are on this planet. Mm. Or are we within another planet within another planet? Yeah, like Horton hears the who.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's true,
to think about stuff like that. Like our minds sometimes can't wrap around the thought of something like that.
Yeah.
But it actually you gotta think about it. They say the world is big, the universe, everything, the solos and all this other stuff is big. Like how big is it? You know, and how small are we in it?
We don't know.
We don't know. You can't measure it.
We don't
know,
right?
And we're
that is a good point.
We're not the only life forms. Because they're not. They might have people life forms,
right?
You know,
but we can't be the only ones out there floating around on this planet, going around the world.
This is just strange.
Yeah.
This whole situation is just strange.
Yeah.
Because this is something strange that we've never, ever, ever experienced before. So that's all I can say. Like, it's just strange.
It's getting more people to read, think about stuff. It's giving your mind more time to wonder things. Because you're inside the house.
Right.
Just about 24/7, like you're on lockdown. So your mind is, we're like prisoners.
We are.
In our own
exactly,
home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to have freedom, but we don't.
Nope.
They don't even want us to socialize or anything like that. They want to keep everybody away. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
In Italy, aren't they fining people like 60 euros or something if they come outside? Or this man, he took a picture of something. They're like, he was fined 60 euros.
That's crazy.
I mean, in USD, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, in euros, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. Our freedoms are being taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're giving us fear. So we're okay with it. So as long as we're afraid, we'll be more willing to give up our freedoms. Like with the Patriot Act after 9/11. Mm. So now that they gave the government free range to pop on our cell phones and say, hey, there's Amber Alert.
Yeah.
You know, all that other stuff where they can track all of us.
Yeah.
You know,
they've got something up their sleeve, they have. They've really got something up their sleeve.
People begging for the police state. I mean, that's what it's like turning into, like, a police state. And there are a whole bunch of movies out there that are like dealing with police states and like all these pop-up hospitals that they're doing now. Mm-hmm. I see those as concentration camps. They're going in, but are they coming out?
Right.
You know, like this is like not trying to be into the conspiracy theories, but you can look into this and be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to make you.
I mean, come on, basically, the way I see it, right? Yeah. I mean, this is just common sense. I mean, if there was a virus, and it was in like another country, right? How do they know that basically, right? How can a virus spread throughout all the other countries as well? You know, I mean, that's just kind of weird to me. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, to put the whole universe under a lockdown just like that because of like one virus, you know? I mean, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. You know, and to me, that guy said, you know, what if we are, it's like with Men in Black, what if we are in a locker and it's just like one big marble? You know, are we like that? Yeah.
Like his finger in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, as you're thinking now, we're thinking outside the box now. So is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Because normally we're going about
our business. Walking blindly.
Wouldn't even be thinking about it.
Walking blindly.
Right. Like had the person 45 not been elected, nobody would be following politics. No. Nobody.
No.
No.
So if Hillary Clinton would have been elected, even the ones that hate her or whatever, they still wouldn't really be following.
Right.
You know, it's like just stuff that happens. Like
Trump woke a lot of people up.
He got us woke. Like for real. Yeah. Like yeah. in a good way or a bad way. Mm. Like this is crazy.
I mean, since he's been in office, we now in the United States know what's going on behind the curtain. Sort of like the Wizard of Oz. For years, we just been this person behind the curtain. All
we just follow blindly.
And now that he's there, he's kind of pulled the cover back. And so now we're peeking at like, really? This is what really goes on?
Whether it be Reagan, like from Reagan on out, like nobody even cared. Like
should I tell you what they're doing to us? I'll tell you what they're doing to us, yeah? And I'm sure that basically the brother's going to understand. Basically, it's like they're treating us like the chain gang. They're just treating us all like slaves, basically. Like we're on the slave train. How they used to put like a lot of black people and they put chains around their neck and, you know, we're all like that. But this time, right, they've got us in our homes and everything like that, and that, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. You know, they're treating us like we're in a chain gang.
It's a modern day prison.
Yeah.
We're all in prison right now. You get a taste of it.
Right.
You get a taste of it.
A nice prison with color TV and some cable.
Internet.
It's not like, you know, black and white TV where we got to go and work out we outside on yard.
All day.
All right.
But it's a prison. You're locked into your house.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere. You can't really talk to other people unless they're in your house. What about those people that are like elderly that have to stay in the house or they have to go out and do things? They depend on other people to come and do things for them.
Like, you know, I mean,
they don't have any family, really. You know?
Well, they all have the Rona now. So Dial says, how is New York holding up? That's another thing. Like we were saying, like from it jumped from Washington State all the way to New York.
Like
New York. From what the media says, New York is like not doing well.
It's like saying I have a headache, but I feel it in my toes.
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah.
But how did that happen?
I mean, so New York is not doing well at all.
Based on what they do on the news,
But now it's going to like Louisiana.
Yeah.
Because remember, that's where Hurricane Katrina happened, and there's a large minority population there. I'm just saying. And also, they said Chicago, Cook County, Chicago. You know, where like the South Side, I don't know which, but they didn't specify like which side of town.
But you know. You know what they're talking about. You know what they're talking about.
So are they still having all those shootings and everything?
That's what I wonder.
Has crime gone down? Down a Chicago street.
Yeah.
It doesn't help when media is neutral and just report on the facts. Yeah, I mean, they're making everything in their favor. So, I mean, it's crazy.
There's nothing you can turn on right now that has any type of news about it.
Right.
When all your attention is focused on one spot, what else are they doing behind your focus? You know, like, what else are they doing? Because they're focusing, whether it's a bill or what are they doing? What are they trying to hide? Everybody has blinders.
It's a distraction.
Yeah, really. Everybody has blinders on the focus of coronavirus.
Yeah.
So without those blinders going on, like, what else are they doing?
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So I really find
it very strange anyway. It is crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh.
It's crazy. Well, it's me.
It's been an hour and we've been talking about this.
It's been amazing.
Thimberly and Jay Figure went somewhere. They didn't even get to tell us about their story. Maybe we'll do another show tomorrow. Who knows?
Maybe.
To tell you guys got to hear their story. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Walmart
trip going wrong.
That's okay, a teaser.
Have you guys, listen, before you guys go, have you ever heard of something called the financial collapse, where basically, right, they close everything. No money, no food or anything like that. You want to look into it, the financial collapse.
Is that a book, movie?
No, it's not a movie. It's it's something basically that the government is going to be planning the financial collapse, and it's going to get a lot worse.
Mm.
You know?
Wow. Well, you know what? Yeah. Like Mississippi and I were saying, with all this stuff that's going on, with all the debt that I know for the U.S. they claim they have, it could be like a reset. You know, after everything goes in the black or whatever, it's just like, okay, reset and let's just start over. Because a lot of the people that are perishing, they're older. They don't have to do the Social Security, you know, because our age, we have to pay for them. So then that would be for the generations after us.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy theory.
That money's not going to be available for everybody when they get to a certain age.
Right.
Now, that's probably why they haven't been able to the demographic. Exactly. Like, there's a lot of people that's down are elderly people, but they don't have to really pay them. And that's people our age right now. And it gives us, 20 years to build that money up to that point?
Right.
You know, when we're 65 or 70 or whatever, you know, population control and all that good stuff.
Right. Like, I mean, it's
mind blowing.
It effs with your mind, right?
Yeah.
Like, wow. And then you think about the environment.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's at home, so nobody's really driving.
They're saying global warming because there are too many people on the planet Earth. Too.
Right. And we're all passing gas and tooting. And stuff, you know,
and farm animals,
we're not driving around and doing the hustle and bustle. How is the environment doing? Because Giles just said that a wildcat in India that was last sighted in 1990 resurfaced because of the lockdown.
That's crazy,
you know. All the endangered animals are
not free to, they're taking back their territory,
right.
It's almost like a high up legend.
Yeah.
Grass and us are going on building.
Or what if they want to clone us? What if they want to do that? What if they want to clone us? That could be a possibility, couldn't they?
You got spray bleach everywhere.
Yeah, well, I hope not, because my liver's too bad for them to try to clone me. Like, no, too much vodka.
Trying to shut your liver down.
Yeah, we shut this liver down. Oh, my God. Well, Mr. Brown, you put some real interesting stuff out there.
And some movies we're going to watch.
And some movies we're going to watch.
Thank you.
Kyle, thank you. Mm. Thank you, guys.
That's all right.
This is real
interesting. Yeah. So, you guys, we're going to end it on this note. I didn't get to talk about my sexy man with beards tonight, maybe tomorrow I'll get to talk about that.
What you got all guys here, though? Nobody want to hear that.
I don't care.
That film is interesting, though. 1984, that's an interesting film.
Yeah. Oh, and so email me or follow me on social media. That's right, Giles. I love my men and beards. That's right. So email me, like, whenever you watch it, because there's this scene in the movie when the guy, he's sitting there watching TV. And he gets a phone call and it says, "Congratulations, you're the new president of the United States." He's like, "What? Really? Yeah, okay, whatever." Hangs up the phone, and then like a few minutes later, he ends up getting shot or something. I saw this movie when I was like a little kid. So
which movie is this?
1984. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we're still on. Jay Fink is like, you wanna say, "Hey, Jay Fink is in the house."
Yo, we out here. We know we in the streets. My brother, my sister, we in these streets, you heard.
Yeah. So yeah, but wow, because I ate her food too. I got hungry. But yeah. So let me know what you think about that. But anyway,
I must just tell you quickly that I've had a really bad life. Basically, I was going out with this. Nice girl, and had a baby with her, and all she done is she was a gold digger. I didn't even know, and she took the baby away from me, and she took all my money, and she's destroyed my house. She destroyed my relationship with my other girlfriend. She's really, really bad.
Is she from the U.S.? That sounds like a kind of States girl.
No, no, she's English, and she went to Scotland as well. She took my son away from me, yeah, for no reason.
So
really bad.
So I I get crazy.
Is this rocker?
Yeah, those are rockers. Mm. So I guess crazy baby mothers are everywhere. Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever heard basically like this? Is what she's a succubus. That basically she sucks out of people.
I used to watch a show called Lost Girls.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And she was one. Yeah, and she was like doing like the energy and all that stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
And she would like drain the energy and everything. Like that was crazy. That was so another show to watch would be Lost Girls, and that's like a whole underground I've seen it. It's on Netflix. Yeah, like a whole underground society that we would never even know about. Kind of like Harry Potter and the Muggles and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But like it's just a whole other thing. But anyway, Mr. Round, thank you for calling in. I'm about to take this vodka before we go. And yeah, but email me though for real if you want to talk about what's up, Shane. Email me for real if you want to talk about the baby's mother thing, because we got a lot
Here's my email address. Hold on. Let me get my email address.
Yeah. So my email is like, it's up there in the caption. And also like my positiveecs.com, that's my website. So yeah, stay in touch though. For real. Oh, let me get you.
Yeah.
I'm going to screenshot your.
You can send me something, yeah.
Yeah. Like for real, if you want to talk about that, like that's real talk. Do that. So but anyway, I'm gonna
tell everybody to subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, follow us on the podcast and on the gram. They figure he hates me when I say the gram. IG, I'm sorry. But real talk though, Mr. Brown, reach out. I'll email you too though.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Giles. So it was nice talking with you guys, and maybe we'll get on tomorrow with James and Kimberly if they're awake. But thank you guys for participating in our show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You keep safe too, Giles. All right, Mr. Brown. Stay in touch. Okay.
I will.
Okay. All right. Love you too. We'll see you all.
Okay. Bye.